Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
If you were listening to The Burt Show around this time yesterday, you probably were as surprised as we were. Mo came in here. He was late for work, which never happens, right? He comes in here hot and got in front of the mic and did what he normally doesn't do and was telling us about a very, very, very difficult time that he has been feeling for a while. But with Mo, like a lot of people in your life, they don't ask for a lot of help. And Mo is a very stoic dude. You would never know. We were all floored when you came in here yesterday, and I don't think that I have ever seen you on the air on the brink of tears. Maybe when you were talking about your grandmother before.
Yeah, that's the only time.
But I thought it was a pretty important lesson that you just don't know what somebody's going through around the holidays, and apparently this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, I've been, I guess, a compartmentalizer my whole life. Like, that's just, I don't know if that's me growing up the only child for a lot of my years, but I've always just kind of been the kind of person that I just handle things on my own. I figure it out. I try to keep my head down and get through it.
It's also a survival technique.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't reach out for help. I don't reach out and tell people I need them, you know, simply put. And I just feel like in the last maybe few years of my life, I can't pinpoint exactly when it started, but I do think it probably was around the time that I lost my grandmother. And I lost my grandmother this week. So I know your body, you know, kind of knows
it keeps
something
the score.
I didn't think about. Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, man. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Just to this point real quick, and then I want to get it back to what you're talking about. When my mother dropped me off at the airport in California. I was originally from New York and drove me to the airport and essentially gave me to my dad in California and then kind of bailed on me. It was Christmas Eve. And for years as an adult, I couldn't figure out why I had flu-like symptoms on Christmas Eve every single year until I finally saw a therapist that put the two together. Your body knows the calendar.
It's insane. And that's what I just learned as well, that, yeah, your body knows before you do. And I think that just heightened it. And I went into this dark place, I think, since my grandmother passed, and that I didn't realize how often I went to her. And, both of my grandmothers, I've always had a really strong relationship with both of them. And at some point, I stopped trusting people. I stopped trusting people around me. I started questioning the authenticity of a lot of things in my life, relationships, friendships. And I just went into a dark place. And anytime I struggled with anything, I wouldn't even go to my lady about it. I just would be to myself and take it all in. And I think it just made me even more of an introvert. And just I was just in this darkness, just existing, not really looking forward to anything. And I think I was just trying to keep myself distracted as I possibly could, whether it was work or it was traveling. And, you know, telling myself that I'm fine. And I had one of those conversations with a friend that I don't know if you ever just have like one of those conversations with somebody and it just seems like they know every word that you need to hear to get out of the slump that you're in. And it was like one of those where she had just started breaking down how a lot of the things that were happening to me were for my good. And even though I can't see it right now, I'm just in a season. I think we all kind of go through those transformational seasons of where you're being pruned. I know a lot of people use that term. And that's kind of what it feels like with me. And I just was in a funk, man. And I've been in it for a while. And I got to a point of where when I felt like I couldn't even go to my family, I couldn't even go to my lady. It was like something is wrong. Like, why am I like this? Why am I in this space of being so afraid to be vulnerable? I mean, I can even come on air, right, and speak about things, but it's like that had to become easier to me than just speaking to someone one-on-one. And I don't know why, in a weird way. And I realized, like, I have a problem here. And I think when I finally came up, that conversation kind of forced me to come up for air. And instead of just kind of digging into the darkness, and it was like suffocating. It was like, wow, I'm not okay. Like, are you gonna force me to face this? And I did. And I think it's even more frustrating when you compare your life to like other people's lives. And, you know, and you're like, what? I have so many reasons to smile. I have so many reasons to be happy. I have so many things to be grateful for. I don't even feel like I deserve to have to mourn or to grieve or to be sad because of the things that I have. And that's frustrating of like, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to feel a way. Why should I? It's a waste of time, but it is what it is. You feel what you feel. And I think the moment my lady was like, you've done this every year since we've been together around this time. And I think a lot of it has to do with the holidays and your grandmother. And then that's when it hit me. And I was like, yeah, that's probably a huge part of it. And I think all of it, you know, in talking to my other grandmother about just my life. And I realized then that's been my safe space since I was a kid, both my grandmothers. And so I think this time of year, like mm-hmm. for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, you lose that loved one and you notice the empty chair more than you notice all of the field chairs around you. And I made that statement to one of my friends and she sent me a post about people who grieve through the holidays. And it was touching to me. And I thought maybe it would help somebody else who is also grieving through the holidays. And what it says is, for some of us, December feels like a cold shadow, not because of the weather, but because of the empty chairs at our tables, the words left unsaid, and the hugs we'll never give again. The season of joy can also remind us of what's missing, because grief is often misunderstood, avoided, or drowned out. But I've learned grief doesn't destroy us. It transforms us. When we listen to it, grief becomes a teacher, a guide, and even in time, a friend. If you're walking through a season of grief, you are not alone. Whether this is your first holiday carrying a loss or you're years into learning how to live with it, the space is here to hold you, but you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's strong.
I needed that.
Yeah, no doubt. I think a lot of people do. And I don't know what it is about this year, or I don't know if people have been more verbal about it this year. But it does feel like this season, while it is a season of hope and happiness, or at least it's supposed to be, as I've said before here over the course of the last couple of weeks, I think this season just brings up a lot of stuff that's inside. You know, we're talking about family a lot. We're comparing ourselves to families on Facebook that are having a great time around Thanksgiving. What you don't see in those pictures on Facebook is that three people at that holiday party absolutely hate each other. Or this one slept with that one, or Facts. This one's going through that. So I think that all comes out in December.
It's hard to admit that you're experiencing depression, and it's like it's scary to face, it's tough to face. And then I totally resonated when you say you look around and it's not that you're like, God, thank God my life's not like theirs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're pitying other people, but you do have perspective, especially after listening to our breaking and entering family, that
yes.
you know, I have a roof over my head, I have my health, I can pay my bills, you know, I have a healthy child. So it's like, why? That's what's so infuriating. It's like, why can I not be grateful? Why can I not be happy? Why can I not be joyful? And then it just kind of like compounds and you just come down on yourself even harder. So I commend you for recognizing it and talking about it and not staying in the darkness, but like reaching out so somebody can bring you into the light.
I also want to say one last thing here. First of all, I hope you know that I'm always here for you. I've said it so many times. You're probably sick of me saying it.
Nah, no.
And secondly, for guys like and women like Mo and I, I'm the same way, man. Compartmentalize and push it down. I can handle it. You know what? You can't. You cannot go through life alone. Period. As stoic as you think you are, as strong as you think you are, at some point or another, your body or emotionally, you are going to pop. You cannot do this alone. You have to ask for help.
I think that's the reality I came to recently. I'm human after all.
Love you lots, man.
Love you too.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.